is back. Hello, school. Hello, post office. I see you still haven't fixed that crack in the window. Get with the program, people. Hello, man who smells weird and hangs out in the donut shop all day.
Hey, Bernie!
Oh, he waved back. Hello, freezing cold air numbing my face as I hang out the window of this SUV. Kind of regretting that decision, actually. Whoa, really, Juno? Still with the potholes?
Bertie, bring your head back inside the car and roll up the window. Bertie, come on.
Bertie, it's getting cold.
That's the whole point. Fine, I'll come back inside. Holiday always thought it was funny when I did that. But Holiday's not here, is she?
Are we going to do this again? You've said this a bazillion times since we left New Orleans.
And I'll say it a bazillion more times until someone explains how we could leave Holiday behind.
There was nothing we could do down there, and she's not safe in Juno right now.
But she'd be with us!
Badger played a recording of her. It sure sounded like Holiday's happy wherever she is.
Of course he could be lying and she's tied up in some disgusting, horrible...
Brinley.
Lovely, happy place.
You never should have told her about the robot thing.
Ugh, here we go.
I mean, if we all pretended...
We're here.
And there they are.
It's weird to see Dr. Whittier and Angelica Graves and Juno standing side by side.
Weird is a good word for it.
Okay, guys, let's remember. These two are not our friends.
Dr. Frankencreep and Cruella de Graves? I think we got it.
And stay together, no matter what.
Don't worry, Mom. We will.
Hello, Monica. James. Kids.
Anders family. Turbulent flight, I hope.
Smooth the entire way, Angelica.
Ah, well, there's still plenty of time for things to get bumpy.
Enough, Angelica. If this is going to work, we need to find a way to get along.
I'm nothing, if not agreeable.
Now then, Anders family, would you like to go inside and see your new home? Corporate housing is often sterile, but you can fix up the house however you like.
Very clever.
What are you doing, Brinley?
This is owned by Whittier Corp, right?
Yes.
So I'm looking for all the freaky high-tech eyes in the walls.
It's just a house.
A house with cameras everywhere and creepy robot arms?
No, just a house.
And watch what you say about robots, Brinley.
Don't worry, I'll scan the whole house for recording devices and surveillance equipment.
As if you'd find it. Military training.
Excuse me?
I see you really took the let's all get along pep talk to heart, Angelica.
Are we through here? I've got better things to do.
Don't let us keep you.
Terrific. See you at work Monday.
Work?
You're working together?
Oh dear, have I spoken out of turn?
You haven't told them yet, Monica. James, your bride will be back in the lab with me.
You don't say.
I'll explain.
Clearly, you have some things to discuss. We'll leave you to get settled.
Ironically, this is the first time I've been interested in what Monica has to say.
Enough, Angelica.
Stop looking at me like that, guys. I had to close my medical practice when we went on the run, and this seemed like a good backup plan. I'll be able to keep an eye on Angelica and Dr. Whittier while I work on locating Holiday.
So when did you decide this?
When? Let's see.
Yeah, Mom, it's kind of weird that you didn't at least mention it to us.
Were you ever going to say anything?
You people are on me for keeping a secret? Miss Bertie and her dinner party at the Pasternak's? Oh, how about you, Cyrus? Working with Angelica behind our backs while we were running from her? And James, don't get me started on the video documenting Holiday's superpowers that you never bothered to tell us about.
Booyah! Dr. A with a smackdown high five, sister.
I'll pass.
Suit yourself. I need to get ready. Whittier Corp is sending a car to take me to my hotel.
Hotel?
Yeah. I got Dr. Whittier to pony up. Least they could do since they torched my house. Man, are they gonna be sorry. I plan to set room service records.
Wait, Brinley, aren't you going to live here? With us?
No. And I thought you'd all be happy to see me go.
No way will I let you stay in a hotel room all by yourself.
It's cool. I'm used to being alone. I've been doing it practically my entire life.
That doesn't make it right. Until your father gets back from the rig, you're staying with us.
You might want to check with Sinus and Birdbrain first. I don't think they're too into that idea.
Of course we want you to stay.
Really?
I mean, we're used to you at this point, so, like, might as well.
Okay. I guess I can stick around for a while.
Okay.
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 Okay, let's figure out who's getting what room. Come on.
I call one with a bathroom.
Me too!
Birdie, hang on a sec. I want to talk to you.
Make it fast, traitor.
I get why you're mad at me, but I'm gonna let you in on a secret.
Really? What is it? Spill!
There's no way I would ever abandon Holiday.
That's not a secret, but we left New Orleans, and she thinks we're still there.
But if she ever goes back to Thornton Rust looking for us, she'll find out we didn't bail on her.
How?
I left her a message.
Holiday? You awake yet?
Of course she's awake, Badge. She doesn't really sleep.
I know that, Adam. I'm being polite.
We don't have time for polite. We intercepted Whittier Corp's next mission, which means...
We have our next mission.
Enough with the knocking. We're going in.
Holiday? Oh, man. Her stuff is gone, and so is Huffy!
Adam! Adam!
In here, Cam.
One of the boats is missing.
She must have left during the night.
Holiday's gone?
Not for long. We'll find her.
Don't worry, Hubby. We're not leaving the island forever. I just had to come back to Thornton Rust to let my family know I'm okay. And to make sure they're okay. Hello? Anyone here? What's that spray painted on the wall? Holiday, we miss you. Come home. Home? They went back to Juno. Huffy, we have to go see them!